Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
All right, listeners, welcome back to another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations. We are so excited to have an amazing guest on with us today. And before we introduce her, I just wanted to let you know that we are producing two episodes a month. So if you're not subscribed already to the podcast, please do. And we'll also say hello and welcome our co-host Jess with us again today.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be back. We have an amazing guest on with us today, and we have a really good topic that we're going to be sharing with you all today. So I hope you enjoy. So I'd love to introduce our guest on the show today. We have Megan Fox. She is the Amazing Visitor Center Coordinator down in Kanab, Utah with Visit Southern Utah. I've actually known Megan for the last couple of years by working as an influencer visiting Southern Utah and her destination specifically in Kanab. She's actually helped organize all the itineraries and been the main contact point for me while I've been doing my influencer trips there. So we are excited to have her on the show with us today. Megan, would you like to say hello and kind of introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Megan Fox and I'm from Kanab, Utah. I work here at a visitor center. My title is the Visitor Center Coordinator. And then it's been a couple of years. My director had asked me to work with fam tours and organizing them and working with influencers. I love that part of my job because I get to meet so many different people from all over the world. So I would say that was my most favorite part of my job.
I love that. There's nothing better than meeting influencers. It's so fun.
I would totally agree.
Very fun. Well, before we jump into the meat of the discussion today, we love to do our hashtag influence segment. And if you're new to the podcast, this is where we chat about, whether it be on Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media platform, what has that platform influenced us to do or to buy lately? Megan, we'd love to start with you. Is there something that you've been influenced to do or to buy recently on social media?
So it's really interesting, and this might be kind of odd, but I personally don't have any social media.
Good for you. That's amazing.
Like personally, so I used to have it and it was like pretty much controlling my life. And I would buy lots of things from influencers or products or so I just decided to stop because I was spending too much time and maybe too much money. And with my job, unfortunately, social media isn't really a huge part of my job as I'm not involved with our, you know, Instagram page and our Facebook page. There is a marketing director who works specifically with social media. So, yeah.
I think, honestly, that's probably a good route to go if you want to save money, because I feel like on a weekly basis, I'm influenced to buy or do something from social media. So if you're looking to save money, I think that is a good approach.
I think it's a good point for influencers to realize, too, that sometimes, like I know when I've been looking at influencers on social media, it really does make a difference when an influencer posts a majority of ads or, you know, sponsored content versus organic content. And we've talked about this in past episodes, but for me, it really makes a difference. You know, am I almost turned off by how many ads and sponsored posts there are? Or do I really feel like I'm connecting with an influencer and not feeling as influenced, so to speak, as I want to be?
Exactly. That's a great point.
So, I mean, that's a good point, too. Maybe that's why, you know, you get off of social media because you don't want to be influenced in that way all the time.
I would agree. If you want to keep a budget, limit your time on social media.
Because I'm totally influenced by people. I occasionally I'll look at blogs and things like that. And I know I have in the past bought things from people. So,
yep. Can totally relate to that. Jacqueline, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, but I do have something a little bit, I guess, off the beaten path for influencing this week. For my influenced moment, I have a YouTube video that I watched I don't normally think of YouTube as kind of the influencing platform, which is a little odd, I guess. Usually I think of Instagram first or Pinterest mm-hmm. even. But with YouTube, I've been watching a lot more YouTube videos lately and going there first for some information. And a couple weeks ago, as I've told everyone on the show, my husband and I recently bought a house in December, and we had to go buy our lawnmower for the first time. And we actually watched a YouTube video. And who knew that there's an amazing lawnmower expert out there with, you know, 100,000 subscribers. And he helped us find our lawnmower. So a little odd, but there it is.
Hey, there you go. I think that's a neat point where it's not just Instagram that people are influenced on, but it's also YouTube, right? And blogs, like Megan pointed out. So there's a ton of different variety of sources. I think this week I was most influenced by, oh gosh, I follow a lot of travel bloggers, obviously, on social media. And there's just, I've already have a running list of all these different places I want to start visiting in the fall again. So I think that's probably how I was influenced this week on social media.
I love that. There's nothing better than to see all those beautiful travel pictures.
Oh yeah. Yep. I agree. Okay. So Megan, you mentioned that you're not personally involved in your social media, but will you tell our listeners where they can find your social media pages?
Yes. So we have an Instagram and it's Abracanabra. And our Facebook is visitsouthernutah.com. And we don't have our Twitter account, but we also have a blog on our website.
That's awesome. Yeah, and their blog, I will just insert this, their blog is extremely helpful. So if you're visiting Kanab, definitely jump on their website because they have a lot of good posts there that will totally help you plan your entire trip. So definitely recommend visiting all their social media accounts and their blog as well.
A blog is always super helpful. That information is so valuable when planning your trip. So when you go to plan your itinerary, I know, Megan, the reason why you're here is we want to hear about your influencing part of your job and how you plan itineraries. Does that cross over with your blog? Or tell us about how you go about making those itineraries for influencers.
So with my influencers, typically, you know, we have reached out to influencers, whether it be like our marketing advertising company or influencers will reach out to us, and then we will go through, you know, look at their social media pages and to see if how many followers they have, to see if they would be a good fit for our area and what we are marketing.
Yep. I think that's a great point. I love how you kind of you know your target audience and you know the exact influencer, right? The mm-hmm. type of influencer that you want in your destination. So I think that's good that you kind of do a little preview and a scan of them to see if they're going to be a good fit. So when you do determine that an influencer, yes, and say, yep, they're a great fit, we want them in our destination, walk us through the steps of what is like the first thing that you do when you're setting up their itinerary.
First, when I start setting up the itinerary, I typically look at like whether they're a couple, husband and wife, or if they're a family. And then I will determine the appropriate hotel or activity or restaurant that would fit their needs. For example, if a family influencer, you know, obviously they would maybe probably prefer a family-friendly hotel versus a higher-end hotel. So, yeah.
I think that's a great point. Yeah, definitely fit it around not only the influencer, but their audience probably is going to be very similar to them. So if you have a family like blogger coming into town, you're obviously going to want to set up the hotel for them and their audience. So I think that's great, right? Where you're looking specifically even at the hotel choice. I think that's amazing to do for your influencers.
We have a lot of various hotels in the area, considering how small of a town Kanab is. We're very fortunate. We do have more family-friendly hotels, and then we have higher-end hotels. And then we also have a family or a dog-friendly or animal-friendly hotel, which is very unique. So there's a lot of things to work with.
That's really unique. I know a lot of people look for the pet-friendly places, so that's really cool to hear that you have that asset for them. When you go to plan the itineraries for these influencers, do you plan it based on what you've researched about them, or do you have the influencer collaborate with you in the destination in any way to make that itinerary happen?
You know what? Actually, it is all me. You know, I will look at what specific their platform and kind of go from there.
Yeah, and I can definitely talk to that point that Megan was just referencing, where she does an amazing job of just planning the itinerary for you. So when I've been there, the two times that I've visited over the last couple of years, she has put together the entire itinerary for me. So there is no stress on my end. I know exactly where I need to be, what I need to be doing while I'm at the destination. And I can say that she definitely does tailor it to the specific influencer, depending on. So the first time I was there in Kanab, it was just myself and my husband, so it was definitely a very couple-friendly trip. The second time I was there, I was actually in my second trimester pregnant, and Megan did a great job at kind of tailoring that to meet my needs. And there were some activities that I wasn't able to do, but there were some activities that I still was able to do in my circumstance. So I think, honestly, I think that destination does an incredible job at tailoring the itinerary based on the influencer, without needing too much help from the influencer themselves. So I can definitely, yeah, definitely speak to that. Megan does a great job. So Megan, how long in advance before the trip do you make and deliver the itinerary to the influencer?
You know, I try to do it at least like 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. That get for me as the influencer, that gave me plenty of time to kind of go through it, look over it, and then make plans accordingly. Even down to, it's just kind of nice for the packing aspect too, what clothes I need to pack and what gear I need to pack depending on the activity. So those couple weeks in advance is really valuable for the influencer. So if you're a destination listening, I would definitely follow in Megan's lead and send the itineraries out as far in advance as possible that you can get those to your influencers.
I really like that. There's so much planning that goes into an influencer itinerary. And one of the things you mentioned, Jess, that Megan does really well is planning around the influencer's circumstances or around mm-hmm. their specific needs. So Megan, what are some things from influencers that you either ask them or you would like for them to tell you up front that can help you build the best itinerary for them?
Well, definitely. One that comes to mind, like if they're a vegetarian or a vegan, we do have great restaurants in Kanab that are geared specifically to those people. I would say this is interesting because if they're afraid of heights, obviously I wouldn't send them on a really scary hike. Or if they are traveling with a dog, I would probably, you know, try and get them a pet-friendly hotel or have them stay in a pet-friendly room.
Those are awesome.
I didn't ever think about like the fear of heights, but I'm sure that happens. So probably not best to send them, like you said, on a scary hike or like a canyoneering tour. Maybe not the best fit for that.
Exactly.
I have never thought to ask that myself, so that's an awesome thing. So when you ask people about heights and dietary restrictions, or even when you're trying to customize this itinerary for specific people, you've mentioned a lot that your destination does a lot of family-friendly itineraries, and they also do a lot of couple itineraries or couple influencers. So Megan, how do you kind of differentiate the two, or how would you go about building itineraries for those specific demographics?
Okay, so for family-based influencers, I would find out the age groups, you know, of their kids that I'm working with. And then I would set up a family-friendly activity, such as a horseback ride or a short slot canyon tour, a stars and s'mores tour that the kids would enjoy, or a local tour of our animal sanctuary. And then if the kids were older, I would set up a fun longer hiking tour or an ATV tour. And as far as couple influencers, I would probably set up at least a half a day or a full day hiking or photography tour, you know, to whatever they specialize in. Or I also would book a fun ATV tour at our local state park.
Well, that sounds so fun.
That state park is pretty amazing. I think that's the coral pink sand dunes that you're referencing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that is incredible. If you're ever visiting Kanab, I definitely recommend visiting that state park. It's a fun place.
That's so fun. And there's so many different activities for both families and couples. So Megan, when you plan your influencers, how many influencers do you plan a year? You know, how many of those are families versus couples?
So in a typical year, I will do at least, or I've done in the past, like 40 fams. And that is working with people that are photographers or that are travel writers. And we don't do a whole lot of families. We are gearing, I think, now that we have a new advertising and marketing company, we are gearing towards more families to visit our area.
I mean, 40 is a lot of fam tours. That's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. And a lot of them, you know, are either international or domestic. And we are wanting to work with more influencers. And because we feel like social media is a huge part of our marketing advertising. So that's one way that we can, or have people be influenced.
Yep, I agree. I agree.
And Megan, this is the perfect way to share it. We're talking to influencers. Those are our listeners. So if there are influencers that are listening and you think Kanab would be a good fit for you and your brand and your values, Megan, where can they contact you to pitch their ideas?
They can contact me at my email address, which is mfox@visitsouthernutah.com. And then they also can reach out to our director in marketing. And her name is Jeanette Petrus, and her email is jpetrus, P-E-A-T-R-O-S-S, @visitsouthernutah.com.
Megan, I think that's so cool. I've learned such a great deal from you today. I thought it was really interesting how you are very specific when you are planning those itineraries for your influencers that are coming to your destination, whether they are family-based or couple-based, and even asking those simple questions like, hey, are you afraid of heights? Or, hey, do you have a pet with you? I think those are really beneficial for destinations to ask influencers before they come to your area. So thank you so much for sharing with us today. We have learned a lot, and I hope our listeners have learned a lot, whether you are a destination or an influencer listening today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Megan. This has been so much fun. And I know we've learned so much about Kanab and how you guys do influencer itineraries. So influencers, if you want to contact Megan, she mentioned her email, mfox@southernutah.com. And if you have any information that you want to share with Jess and me as co-hosts for the Influencer Marketing for Destinations podcast, you can contact us at influencermarketing@gmail.com. And again, you can always follow us on social media too. Let's take this conversation offline. So you can find us at Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. So it's been such a fun time getting to know you, Megan, and we've loved chatting about itineraries. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.